I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. People hoping to help with Hurricane Harvey relief efforts might actually be making it more difficult for emergency workers to do their jobs. That's according to the former director of USAID's Center for International Disaster Information. Many people want to donate goods after major natural disasters, but Juanita Rilling says that unless relief agencies are asking for specific items, those donations can actually make it harder on those providing the relief.
Used clothing, canned food, and bottled water are the three big ones. And these donations converge on damaged ports and airports and parking lots at the same time that needed emergency supplies arrive. And so the lower priority donations have to be moved out of the way so that emergency supplies can be distributed and managed. And moving metric tons of household goods takes heavy equipment and gasoline and time and attention away from the relief efforts.
That's Rilling speaking on WNPR's Where We Live. She says that people are often averse to making cash donations because it feels impersonal. But in fact, that's the best way to offer help, as long as your money is going to a reputable organization.
The diversion of these critical resources is a theft from helping survivors. And that is why even a $1 cash donation does more good than a truck full of unrequested material donations, because the latter actually costs money to manage.
The city of Houston recently set up a website called the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund to accept cash donations. And Charity Navigator is an online tool that people can use to see if a charity's legit. David DeRoche, WNPR News.